And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of January, 2015. It's the birthday of Elvis Presley, Tupelo, Mississippi. First performed when he was 10 years old. Old Shep sang at a school talent contest, came in fifth, winning $5 worth of tickets for the rides at the Mississippi-Alabama Fair. When he was 11, he wanted a bicycle, but his parents couldn't afford one, so his mother Gladys talked him into accepting a guitar instead. It cost $12.95 at the Tupelo Hardware Company. It's the birthday of Stephen Hawking, the physicist, born 1942, Oxford, England. Came into a family of intellectuals. They had dinner in silence, everyone around the table reading their books. Hawking studied physics and cosmology at Oxford, then went off to Cambridge for his PhD, and there he finally began to feel engaged by his coursework. Graduated in 1962, and the next year, when he was 21, he was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, the degenerative neurological condition. He had fallen while ice skating and could not get up by himself, and that led him to go into the doctor, who gave Stephen Hawking 2 to 3 years to live, but he resolved not to give up. And 5 decades later, though almost completely paralyzed, he is still producing new work, his latest book, a memoir, My Brief History. There's a movie out about him, The Theory of Everything, based on the memoir by his wife, Jane Wilde, who married him in 1965, 2 years after his diagnosis, and they went on to have 3 children. It was on this date, 1877, Crazy Horse, the Lakota Sioux warrior, fought his last battle against the United States Army at Wolf Mountain in Montana. It's about half a year after the Battle of the Little Bighorn. His band of warriors was hungry. They were weakened. And in May, after the battle against General Miles, Crazy Horse led them to Fort Robinson, and they surrendered. It's the birthday of John Neihardt, born near Sharpsburg, Illinois, 1881, moved to Nebraska, got interested in Native American history, met a medicine man named Black Elk, and interviewed him for a year. Black Elk had been at Little Bighorn and at the Wounded Knee Massacre, and Neihardt wrote a book about him called Black Elk Speaks. And today is the 200th anniversary of the Battle of New Orleans, which took place on this day, 1815, the last major battle of the War of 1812, Andrew Jackson defeating the British who were trying to take over the mouth of the Mississippi. Here's a poem for today by Barton Sutter, entitled Static. Well, old flame, the fire's out. I miss you most at the laundromat. Folding sheets is awkward work without your help. My nip and tuck can't quite replace your hands. And I miss that odd square dance we did. Still, I'm glad to do without those gaudy arguments that wore us out. I've gone over them so often they've turned gray. You fade and soften like the hackles of my favorite winter shirt. You've been a hard habit to break, old heart. When I feel for you beside me in the dark, the blankets crackle with bright blue sparks. Static, poem by Barton Sutter from Pine Creek Parish Hall, published by Sand Hills Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.